Hey, welcome back to Pigeonhole Hockey. This is Chris, and today's co-host, Sebastian.
Hello, hello.
And you know us, we're just a goalie and a goon that have taken one too many pucks or fisted ahead and do not claim to be hockey experts, but simply overzealous hockey fans that love to play, watch, read, and talk about hockey. So be sure to follow us on Twitter to let us know what you think, and also be sure to comment and share any hockey games, news, or videos we should cover in an upcoming podcast. So, Sebastian, on today's podcast, we're going to be following up on the last podcast where we ranked the top U.S. juniors jerseys 15 through 6 outside of the USPHL, and we're going to jump right into our top 5 here. And after that, we're going to jump into the top 10 with the USPHL included. So, number 5 in the U.S. juniors outside of the USPHL.
Yeah, for me, so number 5, it's the Johnstown Tomahawks. They have like an off-white jersey, like a cream-colored jersey, I almost want to say, with the black and the red. You know, they have Johnstown Tomahawks written on it with the logo on it, but it's not overbearing. And I really like the cleanness of this jersey.
One of those jerseys that really does nothing for me. I don't hate it, but it does really nothing for me. But I know your style, so I'm not surprised it's in your top 5. For mine, my number 5, I swear I've had a problem trying to rank my number 4 and my number 5. So I'm going to say there's a tie for 4th because, these jerseys for me, I just love them both so much that I bounce them back and forth on the daily. But right now, officially, as of today, the Sheridan Hawks of the NA3HL are number 5, and it's their white jerseys. I love these jerseys. Normally not my style of jersey, but whatever they did with this jersey, I absolutely love it. I love the colors. We know I love these colors at this point. I think there's a fine balance between the number of stripes and numbers and the actual logo on the jersey. I just think it's a perfectly balanced, very sick jersey.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I love this logo. I really like the colors. Like I said, listeners were listening to before, I was super picky when I did these jerseys. I don't know what kind of mood I was in, but it is what it is. To me, I just really wish they had like a shoulder patch or something. I just find that's a lot of white all the way down to the stripes. Just something to break that up, and that 100% would have been in my top 15 somewhere. But again, I was being super picky, and that's literally the one and only reason why they didn't make my top 15.
Well, who made your number 4?
So for me at number 4... And this is a team that I'm going to have to use two of their jerseys that I really like. And this is the Danbury Junior Hattricks. I'm not going to lie, name, come on. I looked at the name when we were about to rank the jerseys. And I'm like, I'm going to hate these jerseys. I'm going to hate, why you call yourselves the Hattricks? I like what they did, though, with the rabbit as the logo. I really like their black and their orange jerseys. I think the black jersey with the orange, it's a classic clean black jersey that everyone knows at this point that I like, with the orange and gray stripes. But again, and they just reverse it with the orange jerseys with the black and white stripes. And to me, this is an exciting color combination. As a goalie, you can kind of go crazy with pad colors and all that kind of stuff. So to me, this is why it's ranked at number 4.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with the Danbury Hattricks out of the Hattricks out of the FPHL, and I assume that the Junior Hattricks, it's the same logo. Like, is it the hat? Is it the rabbit wearing the hat?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
With the hockey stick in his hand.
Yeah, so for me, that's the reason that this jersey didn't rank, is it was too close to the FPHL logo. And for me, I'm not even a big fan of the FPHLs out of Danbury's jersey. I like the color scheme, but the logo does absolutely nothing for me. But yeah, so that's why for me, this one definitely didn't rank. However, for me, at number 4, as I was debating who was number 4 between this team and Sheridan, number 4 for today is officially won by the New Hampshire Avalanche of the Eastern Hockey League. I love, 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 love the color scheme on this one as well. I think they did an awesome job with the logo. I don't know what it is about it, man. I just love the fact that specifically the Navy jersey. Their Navy jersey is with this logo. It's just, it pops, man. That dark Navy bluish color with the yellow. I like how they, the pucks coming around the mountain. I just think it's a really sick looking jersey.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Navy, if I was going to pick a jersey between these guys, the Navy jersey pops. I love it. I don't know. I mean, to me, again, I was being picky. Come at me if you need to. Just the color combination in this logo and how they kind of made the puck coming around, it just kind of looks like a mudslide more. It doesn't really, I mean, people be like, oh, it looks like an avalanche, but to me, they're just, it's almost too simple in the logo, and that's, to me, again, that's why it's kind of sitting outside my top 15. Honestly, you could take this logo off the jersey, which to me, the logo is the weak part of this jersey, and literally just give me that jersey and it probably would make my top 15. I absolutely love this jersey, but I'm not a fan of the logo.
Yeah, I love the logo. I think that they did a really good job at not making it too crazy. I think it's, again, one of those simplistically perfect. I really like what they did with it. You know, you know immediately what you're looking at. And yeah, the colors work. They definitely work for me. So number three.
So for me at number three, let me just start explaining. This is a color combination usually you like and not me. So I'm going to start explaining this. It's baby blue, white, and red. That's right, baby blue. And baby blue all over. I mean, a lot of baby blue. And this is the main Nordiques baby blue jerseys. I absolutely love this color combination. The way they did it, the white numbers, the red around it. I'm not a huge fan of their logo. I mean, I know I just talked down on jerseys because of their logo. But I do like their logo. I'm just not a huge fan of it. But this baby blue, white, and red combination, oh, as soon as I saw these jerseys, I knew they were going to be in my top three.
No, I love these jerseys. They couldn't crack my lists only because, again, there's a lot of familiarity with, obviously, the Quebec Nordiques and a lot of familiarity there. So for me, there wasn't enough originality, but it's original not enough. I like them. I think they're sick. They just don't crack my top list. I'd be more than happy to wear this jersey.
So for listeners, I just want you to mark down the date. This is the date that I enjoy a baby blue jersey and Chris does not. Our worlds have flipped upside down.
We are officially in another parallel universe. So off we go again. Now for my number three, and I will say for my top three U.S. junior jerseys outside of the USPHL, I would buy any one of these in an instant as well. So for me, at number three, the Sioux Falls Stampede out of the USHL. I love this jersey. I love it, love it, love it. I think they did an excellent job with the design of the jersey. I love the color combination, especially the dark jersey with the blue. And specifically, there's one jersey where they have some replicas and stuff available, but it doesn't have the extra like blue stripe in it. It's just kind of the copper gold with the white with the navy color. Sick. The extra blue stripe, you can dump that. I like it without that extra blue stripe. I'm in love with these jerseys.
To me, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's the logo that I just can't get by.
What? I love the jersey. What are you seeing with this jersey that's wrong? I love it.
It's this logo. There's nothing wrong with the jersey. This logo is so simplistic. Simplistic. There's simplistic clean and there's simplistic boring. This is simplistic, it's simplistic boring.
Clean. No, this is such a clean look, man. This is so perfect.
It's a squiggly line with some sharp edges coming out the sides, a sword for a leg, and a wave and a stick in the back, and then a circle around. I don't know. You got to look at it, people. I know you're going to agree with me. I mean, we don't even need to go into that. This is simplistically boring. They do a super good job in the jerseys, but this jersey, this logo, I just can't get by it.
Oh, I love the logo. That's the thing that really drew me into this jersey in the first place. The color scheme just helped. It was the logo. I think it's gorgeous. I think it's perfectly done. FYI, $80.74 on sale right now at the Herd Hockey Shop. But I love these jerseys, man. I think they're fantastic. And I would love to have my name on the back of it, Sioux Falls. So I think, I think these jerseys are completely awesome, and I think you're completely wrong. but, oh man, I love these. I can't believe you don't like these jerseys. Okay.
You know, I like the jerseys. I really like the jerseys. I don't like that simplistic logo. And again, I was being picky. If you want to have a real bad logo, you're going to be real bad watching me from outside the top 15.
Ooh. Okay, number two for you.
Number two is a jersey that you brought up in the last episode that was way too high on your list. Way too high. Like, I thought maybe you're way too high.
I'm already made the list. Go for it.
This, honestly, is one of the greatest jerseys I've ever seen. This is the Youngstown Phantoms. Specifically, their white jerseys with the orange on the shoulders, the orange stripes. This is such an iconic jersey. Like you talked about in the last episode, I remember these jerseys from not even knowing who they were. These jerseys were just always a jersey that people loved. And yes, do I love the older style jersey they had before more? Yes. Do I still love this jersey? Absolutely. It's got enough detail to make it interesting. It's got that classic logo with the pop of the purple. This is a jersey, absolutely, that if I was going to own one of these jerseys, this is definitely one that I would need to own. I love these. Phantoms, whatever you've been doing since day one, keep doing it. You guys do a great job.
I can't argue with you on this jersey. I ranked it 9th. I love these jerseys. They just, honestly, they got beat out by better jerseys for me. They're awesome jersey. They, like I said, they stood out to me before I even watched U.S. Juniors hockey. But I've watched U.S. Juniors hockey now, and there's jerseys that just pop better for me. But hey, they're top 10 material, man. I ain't complaining. But for you, I guess top 5.
Top 2, to be more specific. Phantoms, if you're listening, top 2. Remember who your biggest fan is out of this podcast. It's me.
Whew, well, you know what? My number 2, I think this might actually shock you, but, you know, having lived near this area, I completely understand why this jersey is just amazing. And for me, this is the Maryland Black Bears out of the NAHL. Now, if you understand different states like Maryland, Colorado, God, what other states out there where there's a lot of pride behind their flag? It is very symbolic in a lot of what they do. Maryland is one of those states where the flag is highly symbolic in a lot of what they wear. I love what they did with this color scheme that normally wouldn't get me this coach, but with the way that the Black Bears did it, I love their crest. I love their colors. I love how they incorporate the flag into the shoulder and into the socks. And I just think they killed this jersey. This jersey is amazing, and it's not easy to order Black Bears. So again, reach out to me. I will be more than happy to accept one.
Yeah, and to me, I'm not a fan of their white jerseys. Their black jerseys are phenomenal. Okay, like phenomenal.
Have you seen their yellows? Their yellows?
Yeah, I like their yellows as well. Their yellows is basically, it's the exact same as their blacks. Obviously, where the black is, the yellow is.
Yeah.
I absolutely love them. So get me wrong. So yellow, everything but their white jerseys I really like. You know, they have the flag and the socks and the stripe in the arm, stripe of the ball. I absolutely love these. These 100% would have been in my top 3, except for this one thing, and it's the crest.
Love the crest.
I love their circle crest, like the soccer style. So the jerseys that I'm looking at now, it just has the bear itself. There's not the trees and the circle and all that. Take that crest off and put the circular crest on these jerseys, and guess what? You have probably the number one jersey, hands down. With this black and yellow jersey, these would probably be a number one jersey. However, they just used the bear. I'm not a huge fan of just the bear. Change it to that circular crest, and I think you've got an almost perfect hockey jersey.
I'm actually with you on that. I think that would make this jersey better.
I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at both the picture of the yellow, the black, and the logo all close to each other. And if that logo was on there, I'm telling you right now, this would be my number one jersey. I'll be honest right now, it didn't crack my top 15 because of that crest. Change the crest over, and it's instantly my number one.
Yeah, I like the crest as it is, but honestly, I think you're right. I think improving it would taking what's on the crest and making it the shoulder patch and turning the shoulder patch into the crest.
100%. And like I said, no, literally.
Or even a Maryland flag as a crest. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Too much Maryland. I don't know.
Yeah. Or even like you said, you throw the flag on the shoulder or something, but put that circular crest right in the middle. And this is the number one jersey. Probably all the jerseys we've ranked so far, this would probably be my number one jersey overall.
No, I actually really agree with you on that. So who's your number one overall if it isn't Youngstown?
So for me, my number one overall, and this honestly is a jersey that I had seen before, didn't really know who it was. And then when we're doing these jersey lookups, it's simplistic, but there's just something about this jersey that spoke to me and said, hey, I'm your number one. And I said, okay. And this is the Seattle Totems, the white jersey with the green stripes and the Totem logo in the middle. Again, kind of simplistic, but it's a throwback to, you know, Seattle. It's clean. I love this. As soon as I saw these, I was like, yeah, this is it. This is my number one.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with these. I don't hate them. I don't like them. They're just one of the jerseys that are in the league and, you know, or in junior hockey. And yeah, I've noticed them. They just, for me, they don't stand out enough to be considered an honorable mention yet for me. But I don't hate them. You know, it's just one of those jerseys for me that exist. But the number one jersey for me in U.S. junior hockey outside of the USPHL is a team that hasn't even been able to play a game yet because their first season was affected by COVID. So they've had to opt out. And it's a team that actually relocated and is now in Kansas City. It's the Kansas City Scouts. I absolutely love this color combination. I think they killed it with the logo. I absolutely love this logo. I love the color combination. I know you're probably make fun of me because it's too much like a soccer logo, because you seem to hate that. In your own words, I think it's perfect as a hockey logo. I love this Kansas City Scouts logo with the eagle in there. I just think they killed it, and I cannot wait to see this jersey on the ice. And again, Scouts, reach out. I'd love to wear one.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I saw these, I guess I must have mistaken them for the Florida Panthers, because they're the Florida Panthers with an eagle instead of a cat. Yeah, let me try to find positive things here.
Are you the way that you are?
Color combination on the eagle, love it. Copyright, I'm literally going to send an email to the Florida Panthers after this and be like, did you approve them stealing your exact jersey? Because there's not much of a difference. And to me, again, I'm sure there's I have some jerseys
people
like, well, you said you like this, but you know they stole from a team. The Nordiques, for example. That team's not around anymore. They're reusing that style. I love it.
It's the same exact jersey. Yeah, it's just some different colors. This is a different logo.
Where can you – right now in the NHL, can you watch that jersey play on the ice? Kind of with the Avalanche, the reverse retros, but other than that, no. I can literally watch a Florida Panthers game and see this exact same jersey tonight.
No, you can't.
To me, I'm sorry. You nailed it on the head when you said I wasn't going to like this one. This doesn't make my top 15. But, again, I feel for
this
them.
This is why we have different tastes and mine are good.
I'll move into something positive here. You know, I feel bad 10. With them. No, hey, well, that, but I feel bad for them, you know, having, you know, started, you know, they're starting a new team and they had to kind of postpone for the first
year.
That's rough. As much as I don't like these jerseys, I do hope to be able to watch them play soon, you know, when they're actually able to play.
Yeah, same here. All the best wishes to not only them, but teams that weren't able to compete at all this season in many leagues. So I think it's a good time for us to wrap up the episode with our top 10 U.S. junior jerseys, non-excluding the USPHL. Because honestly, when you count how many teams are in the USPHL versus all these leagues combined, it's about 2/3, I think. So, because I think with all these other leagues combined, it's about 98 teams-ish. And I think the USPHL is over 60. So, yeah, we had to do a separate episode for the USPHL. But now we're doing the top 10. So let's break into this, Seabass. Who's the 10th best jersey in U.S. junior hockey?
For me, number 10 is the Rum River Mallards Ducks jersey. You know, we talked about these and how beautiful they were. Yep, you know, we agreed on these jerseys, but to me, that sits at number 10.
Yeah, I love those jerseys. They didn't crack my top 10, but they're on my previous episode. I think we both ranked them we were like 8th and 9th last episode, right?
They both landed in our top 10.
Yeah. So they're excellent jerseys. For mine, number 10 is out of the USPHL. The Minnesota Blue Ox. Again, I love these jerseys. I love the color scheme. I love the logo. I love everything about these jerseys. And so for me, out of U.S. junior hockey, they're number 10.
Yeah, and originally I wasn't a huge fan of these jerseys. The more I look at them, the more I like them. But it's just not top 10 material for me.
All right, so who's number 9?
So for me, number 9 is the University of North Dakota style jerseys that the Florida Eels wear. I think these are super clean. I love the color contrast, the black and that dark green. To me, like we talked about before, it's just a super clean jersey, and I'm a big fan.
No, I like those. And the more I've looked at them, the more I've liked them. So that was a good thing for you to point out, because they've definitely won me over the more I look at them. For me, number 9 is, again, out of the USPHL, the Fort Wayne Spacemen. I can't not love these jerseys. They're fantastic. And I think they're awesome to stare at, and I really want one.
Yeah, and I mean, we kind of went into a pretty big discussion when we talked about this one. I think we kind of broke down the logo and what we would do with their logo. But that being said, not my top 10, but the more I looked at these, the more they grew on me. You know, if they would make a tweak or two that we had previously discussed about, I think they'd be higher. But again, love those jerseys, but just not top 10 material in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm totally agreeing with you there. I love them. I love them. Sorry. All right, number 8 for you.
This is a team we know very well. We've talked about quite a bit. And this is the Pueblo Bulls, but they're black jerseys. Again, something just super crisp, super clean. They absolutely knocked it out of the park with this jersey.
Yeah, no, I love those jerseys. We've talked about them. I think they're on my honorable mentions list, or did they crack my list? I can't remember. I'd have to look back. But I definitely like those jerseys a lot. I think they cracked it.
I can't remember, but I know we had a pretty good discussion about these jerseys.
Yeah, we did. They're great jerseys. For me, at number 8 is the Sheridan Hawks of the NA3HL. We talked about them even on this episode, so I won't go into any more detail about them. They ranked number 8 for me overall.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, we just had a discussion about these, so there's really not much more we can go into them. But again, not some of my favorite jerseys, but again, really honestly, there's not many jerseys we really discussed that I would hate and never wear in my life. But you know, they're just not a top favorite for me.
All right, so who's number 7 for you?
For me, number 7 is the New Hampshire Monarchs. This is the, Saskatoon Blades blue, yellow, or the old school Kings, you want to call it, style jersey. I love this color combination. You can do so much with it. And I absolutely love it.
Man, all yours have been USPHL so far. See, I'm going to stay in the same state, New Hampshire, but I'm going with the Avalanche. Again, earlier discussed on this episode of the Eastern Hockey League, I think these are sick jerseys, man. I love the color combination. And yeah, we've had a big discussion about that this episode.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I have kind of been saying in the US, but I mean, just wait. My list is about to get very mixed here.
Oh, yay. All right. Who's number 6 for you?
For me, it's the Danbury Junior Hat-Tricks. Again, absolutely love the color combination on these jerseys. Could the logo use a little bit of work? Absolutely, but I'm willing to look past it because of the beautiful color combination.
Number 6 for me is the Dells Ducks out of the USPHL. If you remember, you wanted those Ducks colors, right? This jersey gives it to you. I love this logo. I love this jersey. I can't not love these jerseys. They're sick, but they just couldn't crack the top 5.
Yeah, and for me, the more I look at them again, this is just my jersey I kind of get to love a little bit more and more. But at the time, did make my top 10 there. Doesn't make my top 10 here. But again, these are great jerseys. I mean, people are probably screaming and saying I'm an idiot, and maybe I'll agree with them, maybe I'll disagree with them. Who knows? But if you're that mad, make your own list and send it to us.
Yeah, we like lists. I want to judge your list. Please reach out to us.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna judge you. Let me just
Oh
tell
yeah,
you.
can't wait. We'll talk about your list. Number 5.
For me, number 5 is a jersey that we just talked about not that long ago, so I won't go into too much discussion. But it's the Maine Nordiques baby blue jerseys. Absolutely love these. I already explained why. Won't go too much into more.
Nope, completely agree with you there. My number 5, again, just discussed it this episode, out of the USHL, the Sioux Falls Stampede. I think you're crazy. I love these jerseys. I love their logo.
Hey, I said bottom logo up, love it. Bottom logo down, hate it. So if you want to rank half the jersey, I love it. If you want to rank the other half, doesn't even make my top 30.
No, I think you're confusing now, not the Sioux Falls Stampede right there. I think you're confusing me with the Connecticut Rough Riders.
Oh yeah, sorry. There's so many of these Stampeders, Rough Riders. Oh my gosh, so many horses running around here these days. That's my bad.
This coming from a couple Mustangs fans.
Exactly.
All right, so number 4 for you.
I'm glad we talked about Mustangs because at number 4, if you're listening, I'm still waiting on a gray jersey to be sent to my house. Maybe ranking them top 4. You know what? You could have made maybe number 2, but I guess the U.S. Mail Service or the Canada Post has kind of messed it up for you. But number 4 for me is this Mustangs, Ogden Mustangs gray jerseys. I absolutely love these. I think they're super clean, and I'm still waiting.
No, they're sick jerseys. I love our Mustangs, and these jerseys were amazing. They didn't crack my list, but I do like them, and I'm excited to see what might happen for next season. But that's all to be determined. At number three, what were we at? Number 4?
Yeah, you're number 4.
Yeah, number 4 for me, again, the Maryland Black Bears. Just discussed this jersey. I love the yellow jersey. And hey, we found a way to improve the jersey even better than what it is. Switch the crest and the shoulder patch. I love it.
Yeah, and again, I've got a little something to talk about that a little bit later. But again, switch that logo, and this is the number one jersey, 100% hands down. Absolutely love it.
All right, we're in the top 3. What's your number 3?
So for me, my number 3 is the Youngstown Phantoms. Again, won't go into it because I just talked about them, but from basically day one this team came out till now, they've just been pumping out quality jerseys.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on those. Those are pretty sick jerseys. For me, number 3, I know you hate them, but my Kansas City Scouts of the NAHL. Again, I love these jerseys. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, so what you're saying is your number 3 is the Florida Panthers got it.
You're cut off. Oh, wait, I can't hear you anymore. Sea bass?
You're cutting out. Sorry,
Yeah.
check. Mic check,
Oh,
1, 2, 3.
no. Oh, no. I'll just finish my last. Okay, so what's your number 2?
My number 2 is going to be the Seattle Totems. Again, super clean jersey. Love the color combination. Love the simplicity, but also the detail in the jersey and what it means for that area. So, for all those reasons, that sets up my number 2.
All right, my number 2 is a little bit of a curveball. because it is a USPHL jersey that didn't make the previous episode, but it's because they weren't part of the USPHL official yet. For me, it's the USPHL's newest team, the Buffalo Stampede. I love this jersey, and it's not just because I'm from Buffalo. I think the color combinations, kind of like some Buff State colors, with the orange and the blacks and the grays, I think the logo is a perfect size. It's not overbearing, a little bit like the New Mexico one. I think it's a great size. I think they're probably, hopefully, developing a shoulder patch for these jerseys. I'd be very excited to see what those look like. But no, I love these new Buffalo Stampede jerseys. Welcome to the league. I cannot wait to see these things hit the ice.
Okay, well, timeout. You can't just make up rules and add teams that just came in. Come on now.
Well, that's what I did with Kansas City.
I feel bad. I absolutely love these jerseys. Like we talked about these before. They're not in my top 10 just because I didn't think about re-adding them to my list before. But these would be in my top 10. Once we see them on the ice, I'll make a better look at these. But their concept of their jerseys are amazing.
It wasn't really a curveball thing. The thing is, I'd already kind of pre-ranked my jerseys after that happened. So when it dropped and we decided to do this episode, I'm like, oh, well, they're right below my number one team. So who's your number one team?
So for my number one, again, I'm talking about curveballs. So my actual number one is a team that wasn't even ranked number one when we did the USPHL. However, I looked more into these jerseys and I love them. But before I go into this, there would be a tie at number one for me. Again, if the Black Bears made that circular patch, their main logo, probably actually would even be a tie. They would be number one. However, they didn't. So, you know, you're not dead to me, but I'm keeping an eye on you. Make that change, please. Number one for me, and just looking at these jerseys over and over again, is the Fresno Monsters. They're black jerseys. These are so nice. I'm
just gonna keep this real easy for you. Surprise, my number one's the Fresno Monsters. This is the first time we agreed this whole episode.
I think it's the first time we've ever really agreed on actually hitting on the same number. Maybe once or twice, but this is the first time in the top three I was gonna say that we've probably agreed on it.
Yeah, I love these jerseys. And hey, curveballs, I shifted around a bunch of my jerseys after the last episode, and Fresno still stayed at top. But yeah, continue on the Fresno Monsters thing.
Yeah, it's super clean jersey. I love, you know, the crisp black jersey. You know, the colors. You know, there's not anything to hate about this jersey.
No, there isn't. Everything from how they do their pants, the whole combination of this jersey, the logo is perfect. The color combinations are perfect. The way they structure everything together with striping and pants and socks is perfect. They killed it. This is one of the best jerseys in North America. Wait for that list. But this is one of the best jerseys in North America, probably the world. It's just such a sick, sick jersey. And it's hard not to keep this one at the top of U.S. junior hockey.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think this is the first time we've ever agreed on anything in the top three and definitely at number one. But whatever they're doing, don't change it.
Yeah, because they're absolutely fantastic. They're definitely going to make my North American top whatever we decide, because these are amazing jerseys. But that said, we do want to thank everyone again for listening to this ranking episode. Let us know what you think. Are we crazy? Do you hate the Monsters jerseys? Are you a Monsters player? You want to jump on the podcast? Reach out. Or, you know, are you Buffalo Stampede and you want some attention for the organization coming forward here? Reach out to us. We love to talk to you guys, and we're going to be talking to a lot of people coming up, so definitely get ready to listen to some interviews. We are going to be interviewing and talking to a lot of different people, so feel free to reach out. We love everyone that's reaching out. We obviously thank you. We've gone over 6 months now with this podcast, and it's doing excellent, so we appreciate all the feedback, and we definitely take note of what you guys feedback with us here. So that said, this is Christian Sebastian with Pigeonhole Hockey.
Keep your stick on the ice,
and we'll catch you next time.